Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ancient Egyptian History Podcast. And today, we're journeying back to the era of the pharaohs and delving into the intriguing world of ancient Egypt. This time, we are visiting the women. We will be interpreting the role of women in ancient Egypt, the nudity, sexuality, and the female body in ancient Egypt. The roles and portrayals of women in ancient Egyptian society are multifaceted, marked by gender norms, beauty standards, power dynamics, and societal expectations. As we delve into ancient art, it becomes evident that women's portrayal was heavily influenced by the male gaze. The ideal feminine figure was designed to arouse, with depictions highlighting youth, attractiveness, and fertility, all elements appealing to the heterosexual male perspective. These portrayals were not merely aesthetic, but mirrored deeper societal norms and expectations surrounding femininity and women's roles. Egyptian society's emphasis on fertility and childbearing meant that women were often portrayed in roles connected to the home and family, the reproductive roles heavily emphasized in their identities. From ancient artifacts to domestic settings, we see this theme recurrently appearing in ancient Egyptian society. In ancient Egypt, youth was equated with sexual attractiveness. This association is evident in the young-looking images of elite women. There is generally no distinction between different generations in these depictions. An emphasis on youthful features, such as a slender body and smooth skin, serving as societal markers of fertility and desirability. These representations of youthfulness accentuate the sexual appeal of women, cementing the societal link between youth, beauty, and reproductive potential. But this is more than just about aesthetics. The role of the female body in childbearing was a central theme, intertwining the notions of sexuality, while fertility was linked to the man, his penis, and semen. The ideal female body, depicted as a vessel for childbearing, was designed not only to provoke sexual desire, but also served a functional role in society's continuation. She had to be able to entice the man so that he would deposit his gift of fertility, his sperm, in her. The display of the female pubic region, including the vulva, in art and iconography, reinforces this notion. These images, often found in domestic and funerary settings, signifies the profound importance of childbearing in both life and death. Beyond physical attributes, Egyptian women were also defined by their roles within the home, their identities tied to being a supportive spouse, nurturing mother, and caregiver. These societal norms seem to confine women within the domestic sphere, but it is crucial to remember that women in ancient Egypt were not solely limited to these roles. Interestingly, there were exceptions that disrupted this narrative. Women could own and manage property, and some even held significant political importance, demonstrating their influence and presence across societal strata. In addition, in literature, we encounter the figure of the active temptress, a woman who navigates her sexuality with power and influence, trying to trick an unwitting man, usually young, thus providing a counterpoint to the more commonly depicted passive, domestic woman. Young men were often warned about such women in the wisdom texts. Such diverse representations remind us of the complexity of women's roles in ancient Egypt. They were not merely passive participants adhering to societal norms, but active contributors who sometimes pushed the boundaries of these norms. This exploration of ancient Egyptian women's roles has allowed us to understand the intricate interplay of gender, sexuality, power, and societal norms. And it serves as a reminder that women's roles and identities, both in the past and the present, cannot be confined to simplistic stereotypes. As we continue to explore history, we must remember to recognize and appreciate these diverse, nuanced experiences and identities, because the power of women's influence has been felt across centuries and continues to shape societies today. And that's all for today's episode, folks. Thank you for joining us on this fascinating journey back in time. We'll see you next time on the Ancient Egyptian History Podcast, where we continue to uncover the untold stories of our past. If you have enjoyed today's podcast, don't forget to tell your friends and subscribe. Until next time, keep safe.